You weren't on the first episode.
Not on the first episode. You were.
Y'all are on the Now, are you all real friends in real life?
We all know each other.
They all know each other. Your name is L'Oreal.
Yeah.
Okay. But you're going to be featured later.
I'm going to be on the next episode. You'll see me on the next episode.
What has been the biggest challenge with this show thus far?
Trying to balance the fact that you want to make sure you get the image out there that you want to portray instead of the image that they want you to portray.
Okay. What do you do outside of reality TV?
I'm a rapper. I'm an artist. So that's what I do.
Are you friends with Angela Yee? And
yes. She manages me.
Okay. I didn't know that. And then what do you do? Are you a regular?
I'm a DJ, radio, TV personality.
Okay. Jennifer, excuse me. What are you
called? Why am I in this?
I was asking them what are they doing outside of reality TV. So I wanted to know what I know that you have the cosmetic line going on. Is there something else that you have going on right now? That's not enough. But I think anything else going on.
Yeah, no, I definitely have a lot of other things going on, but I don't like to talk about it until it's like 100% like signed, sealed, and delivered.
Okay.
But I think it's really important. Like, these girls are new to reality TV, and it's like you have to know.
I'm gonna cry already. Yeah.
She called me and she was like, do you think I should do this show? And I don't think there's really like any words or advice that you can like prepare someone, and like you just kind of have to go through the motions. And you know, I was like, some of the things she's told me, I'm like, oh my god, like does that really happen to you? But there's nothing you can say to prepare someone. But honestly, it's a platform. You have to use it to advantage, build your brand, and you know, I hope that they do that.
What's the biggest lesson that you learned about yourself?
About myself. I would say to basically just trust your instinct, because that's never gonna steer you wrong. And always stay true to yourself. It's like you always hear like, oh, you know, do this and you'll be the star or whatever. But at the end of the day, that doesn't matter, because you have morals, and you really have to live by those, because people will turn on you like that. So when the producers pack up and go do the next hot show, you still have to live with your decision.
Is there anything else that you all wanted to talk about that I haven't asked? No, I don't really know if you guys get enough to ask anything. So is there anything else you want to talk about that I haven't asked?
I just want to say stay tuned and watch the entire season before you form a judgment. But one thing you're going to get from Rocky Thunder, I'm going to be real at all times.
Okay.
You may not see every bit of me and just a fraction of me, but that fraction will be 100% real.
Okay.
And I could agree with Rocky. Like, you got to be careful at what you're watching, because everything you're watching is not really what it is. And, you know, it's like, you're really trying to get out there, and that's what you're doing. You're trying to build your brand, just like Jennifer said. But be careful what you see. You know what I mean? Like, it's really not all that is cracked up to be. But, you know, it's a great opportunity. You know, I want to thank Mona and everything for even putting me in this position. But like I said, you know, I'm promoting that music. So, Billboard Bitch, check out for that. Look out for that.
Thank you. Let me get a picture of you guys really quick. Can you get more muscle?
Come on, guys. We're taking a picture.